Thank you very much. We'd like to sort of change things up just a little bit for you here. Here's a song that's about a young man that is widely known throughout the world, especially in my ex-hometown where I used to live. See, this young man, a very popular young man, and he was standing on a very well-known corner on the south side of my hometown, Chicago. This young man was standing on the corner of 47th and South Parkway, northeast corner. Now there stands a building that houses the Walgreens drugstore, a few other little miscellaneous shops here and there, as a commercial. And every Friday evening, as the people would pass there, they couldn't help but notice this young man. Every Friday around 4:30, this young man would be seen standing on the corner of 47th and South Parkway in front of Walgreens. The young man was standing there because his girlfriend worked at Walgreens. And as you all know, Friday, the eagle flies. This young man was standing there, and as the people passed him, as always, they couldn't help but notice him because he was wearing the very popular silk mohair, wool worsted, continental to the bone, $250 hustler suit, fresh out the pawn shop. He would also be wearing a pair of highly shined alligator hustler shoes with a very popular white-on-white tab collar shirt, very thin silk hustler's necktie tied around his neck, very large artificial diamond stick pin in place. Now, as they noticed even closer to this young man, they couldn't help but notice around the sides of his hat that he was heavily conked to the bone. He was quite patent leatherish about the head. They call it the hustler's hairdo, a process. Many pleats, a lot of creases, and all that greasy kid stuff. Sitting pressed upon this very lightly so as not to mess up his hairdo was his very stingy-brimmed hustler's hat. His hustler's shades on, cigarette in hand, very broad smile on his face. As you looked around to see what this young man was staring at so hard and why he was so elated at what he saw, you could never notice his automobile parked at the curb. His automobile, white on white in white. The hustlers call them hogs. The trade name is Cadillac. That's a hustler show, as long as the finance company can't find out where he keeps it parked at night. All of a sudden, this young man knows people passing him are glancing over their shoulders as they walk down the street. There was some great commotion coming down the street behind them. So he thought he would take a peek and see for himself what all this commotion was. This is what he saw when he looked down the street. With pin curlers and rollers in her hair, head rag tied very tight, very large razor on her left hand, big butcher knife on her right hand, house coat, house shoes, his wife. And she was stepping fast, 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 coming after him, calling him all sorts of dirty names and other things that I can't mention up here. They'll close the place. He made a break for his automobile before he get in the car and get the motor started. She was there, cut up the top, kicking dents in the door. You jive, Malum Farmer, out here jiving around, the rent ain't paid, the baby's hungry, need shoes, and you had to call yourself pimping and hustling and can on, and all them other good things. He jumped out the car and threw the keys over to her and said, baby, listen, you can have this car and anything else you want, just don't cut my new suit. I just got out the pawn shop and I got to have my front so I can keep on making my game. As he turned to walk away, the young man bowed his head slightly. He lifted his stingy brim from his patent leather do and shook it lightly. He wouldn't shake it too hard, you see, because when you wear a process, you have to go to the barbershop every day and get a comb out, and that costs $2. And he hadn't got his money from the lady yet. He began to mumble something as he walked down the street. And as you listened closely, you heard the young man saying these words. You could tell he was really troubled. He was saying these words in this manner. He was saying, I'm in a world of trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to be one woman's man, but I am in love with two. One is my treasure, and one is my treat. They are both such a pleasure, 'cause they're both so sweet. I can't put either of them down. That's why I'm slipping around, 'cause I'm living double. I'm in a world of trouble. Yes, it's a world of trouble that I inhabit now. 'Cause I've got one more woman than the legal laws allow. Now judges would jail me, and preachers would shout. Bad talk would nail me if the truth got out. Polite society would frown. They would claim that I'm just a clown. living double in a world of trouble. Well now, I do not dare reveal this need that I deeply feel, 'cause to my proper friends it would scare them. Don't you know they would chalk it up to greed? Oh, but what I truly need is a new kind of two-woman harem. Now let me tell you, I got a great big old world of trouble, yes. I've got a woman and a wife, and that's the kind of situation it could cost somebody's life. Oh, but I'm gonna bear it just as long as I can. No, I don't want to share it with a low other man. Oh, Lord, and my future is in a fog, and they call me a dirty dog, because I'm a living double in a world. They got me peeping and hiding, slipping and sliding, ducking and dodging, running down alleys, hiding in doorways, behind paper stands and streetcars and L tracks and buses and down in manholes, anywhere so I can find out, 'cause I'm scared to death. 'Cause I'm in a great big world. Fellas, don't y'all feel bad. No, we're not the only ones living in trouble. Double. The ladies are living double. Some of them living triple. Some of them living quadruplets. So I'm living quintetted and octetted and a few other tits. But we all got our great big world of, we're living in a world of trouble.